We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So you're saying I just have to continue to be creepy until I
keep being creepy until a guy is like, I love this.
Welcome back to Goofy Cut Nation. My name is Hannah Dickinson. I'm here with Skylar Corby.
Good morning.
Good morning. I hate this weather.
I hate this weather. It apparently just propels me into full mom mode.
I can't believe you still have...
This is a 20-year-old sweatshirt.
Yeah. That's called hoarding.
Yeah, it is. It's the perfect kind of sweatshirt because it's lost all elasticity.
For those of you listening... Skylar's wearing a Charger Dancers sweatshirt, which does feel like a strip club sweatshirt.
It does. It's also because it was like pre-trying to make spirit wear, like school spirit wear, cute. It was just very utilitarian. So it like gets the job done and telling you I was on the team.
It's a woman with her legs wide open.
Well, she's doing, I don't even know what it's called anymore, but she's doing some kind of leap. She's doing, I promise you, if you were on a high school dance team or any dance team in... the early 2000s, you know exactly which image this is because it's clip art, and I think there were maybe two versions of this.
Yeah, well, we only clip this show anyway, so
yeah. So
who cares?
As far as you guys know, I am in the cutest outfit ever.
I was supposed to go to Philly today for a show, but my career is going so well that 11 tickets were sold, okay? We are in a monsoon.
Yeah.
It is raining. The wind is strong. They're saying it's a flood watch.
Yeah.
This person was expecting me to go to JFK, rent a car, drive out to Philly in a goddamn monsoon.
Why wouldn't you just take the train?
Because it's 2 hours outside of Philly. Or an hour outside of Philly.
So it's like quote unquote Philly.
Yes. It's the greater Philly area.
Right.
And I can't risk my life for 11 people in Philadelphia, unfortunately.
No. They're not... Like, they have a cool accent and the Philly cheesesteak is great. Otherwise, they're pushing it.
Well, I'm just like, okay, 11 people with this weather, how many people are actually going to show up?
Yeah, for real. 5.
So, very humbling, to say the least.
Yeah.
Very humbling. I also, on Thursday, so I guess it would be a week ago now, I did a show. It was actually a great show. It was a 300-person theater.
Oh, damn, nice.
It was great. But I followed the vagina monologues.
Oh. So that audience was not listening to this podcast.
It was a very interesting follow-up. Because
what was the vibe in there?
You know, the audience was actually really great.
Okay, good.
But it is weird to follow vagina monologues.
Yeah.
I had never seen the vagina monologues.
I've heard of it for years, but no, I've never...
The... monologue that I followed directly was called The Angry Vagina.
Uh-huh.
And it was a woman screaming. It was three women screaming about their angry vaginas.
Were you upset that they took the alternative name for this podcast?
Well, I had to listen to these three women yelling about their vaginas. And I'm like,
that's
oh my
a lot.
God, I gotta follow this?
Mm-hmm.
But then it was fine because I went out there and it was a good segue into herpes. An angry vagina is a good
actually,
segue
yeah.
into herpes.
That's true.
So I usually don't start with my herpes material, but to say the least, my career is going how it's going.
Yeah, that's nice.
Someone reached out about us doing a live podcast in LA, this producer. She's like, big fan of the podcast. I'm like,
Thanks.
Very few and far between. So
we love you.
We will not be doing a live show yet. But like, comment, subscribe. So I texted you this weekend.
Yeah.
Last Sunday, I had a lot of anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know who to talk to, so I walked into the psychic.
Obviously.
And the woman sat me down. She's like, you're going through a big life change right now, you know, yada, 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 the same thing. And then she's like, do you have a boyfriend? And I was like, no. And she was like, that's interesting because I feel there's love around you. There's someone either right about to come into your life or is in your life and you don't know them. She's like, look around at the dog park. She goes,
did she actually say look around at the dog park?
Yeah, because I had Miley with me. Okay. So she was like, you go to the dog park? Look around at the dog park. And I was like, I go to the small dog park. I'm sorry. If you have a small dog and you're a guy, you're either gay or you have a girlfriend. There's no guy with a mini golden doodle.
No hot guy with a mini golden. Well, mini golden doodle, maybe.
No.
But like Shih Tzu sized.
Yeah.
That's not.
No one is.
Unless.
Has a Shih Tzu and is getting their dick hard for a woman.
No.
Who's me and not his girlfriend.
Right. Yeah, no, there's just no way to justify it. Go on.
That's to find single guys, I have to go to over to the dangerous dog park.
Yeah, you have to go to like the pit bull dog park.
Yeah. But I love my dog too much to risk her life for some guy named Derek. So anyway, I'm at the psychic and the woman was like, look around at the dog park, blah, blah, blah. You're about to meet him. He's coming into your life. And so that night, I dress up.
Of course.
And have a show.
Yeah.
So then I go out with a friend after to like a bar nearby and I meet this guy and we're chatting and we're really hitting it off.
Was the bar called Dog Park?
No, it
damn.
Was not. I actually don't know what it was called. It was like by the show.
Mm.
And we're chatting and we're really hitting it off and then I have to go and he was like, oh, you shouldn't go. Your friend's a bad influence because my friend is you know, taking me away. And anyway, we exchange Instagrams and he DMs me and I'm so excited about it. And my friend, you know, with her internet sleuthing, takes his name from his Instagram and figures out that he's 51 years old.
Oh. Does he look 51?
No.
Okay. Then
she texted me. I have some bad news. She's like, I found him. Based on when he graduated college, he's 51 years old. And I don't know if that's too old. I'm 31. That's 20 years.
20 years.
It feels old, though.
It feels old if he look. I mean, I don't want to say acts old because, like, you do want him to, at that age, like, you got to have your shit together. Be a little more mature, buddy. Like, for the love of God.
He was doing magic. Which I thought was funny, but my friend texted me and was like, you are fully deranged. I thought it was cute. He was doing some magic. Oh, my God. The more I say it, I'm.
Talk it through. So he does magic. He's 51 years old, but doesn't look 51.
Does not look 51.
If he had told you he was 42, would you have been like, sure?
I would. I okay. was going to guess 40 to 45.
All right. That's good on him then.
I guess, you know, it's too early to tell. You know, we're still just DMing on Instagram.
Still just vibing.
But, you know, as a woman, obviously, you meet someone, you exchange DMs, and you build a life together in your head.
Right.
And as I'm building our life together, I'm like, he is, I think, a little too old. I'm not ready to have kids for another 5-10 years. So he's going to be 60 years old?
Yeah.
He's going to be a 60-year-old dad to a newborn?
Yeah. I mean, listen, Al Pacino and Robert De Niro just had kids in the last year or so, and they're
80. And everyone's talking shit about them.
Yes. They also have, I mean, they are, quote unquote, raising kids. No, they're not. It doesn't fucking matter. So we can hope that in the next 10 years, this 51-year-old man and his magic just take off and he becomes a multimillionaire, as do you. And then it's just like, well, it doesn't even matter how old we are because, and by we, I mean him, because we have other people that can do that part and we just get to have the fun. And if he's got this youthful spirit, at 60, he'll seem more like 50. It's all good. It's fine.
Wow, you really do know how desperate I am if you're
I can this. Spin it. Like, does he give you any vibe where it's just like, you're 51 and it's like, ugh.
No.
Like, you seem tired.
No, I literally, my friend sent me the screenshot of how we know his age. And I was like, shocked. Like, my eyes popped out of my head. I was baffled.
Did he take a gap 4 or 5 years? I don't know if that actually helps with.
Yeah, wouldn't that hurt him?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of how to work this. I guess it, no. As long as you're happy, Hannah, that's all that matters.
I was just trying to, because I always said 50, maybe. I said on a different podcast, yeah, I'd go up to 50. But then when you really think about it, when you really map it out, you're like, 50 is kind of old. Like, my dad's 65.
Right.
It's my friend was like, whatever, Hannah, like, age is just a number. I was like, yeah, but he's closer to my dad's age. And she's like, well, when you say that, and I'm like, facts? When I bring up facts?
Yeah. When we look at a calendar, and I mean, it's so early. I know you're creating your life together, but I would just see it through. If he's normal and has his shit together and has like substantial savings for the past 20 years, that's better than anyone you're going to come across within the next
oldest,
8.
If you weren't with Ryan, what's the oldest you would date?
Now, I'm almost 34. I would do 45.
I think 45 seems right.
Yeah. Especially a New York 45. Because a New York 45 for men is really more like a, like, they're acting like
it's
38.
It's a Tennessee 23.
Yeah.
I just had never thought about, I had said 50 before, but then when it's actually laid out in front of you, you're like, oh, that's old.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Not right. To hate on people who are in their 50s.
No. No, because, I mean, again, it's, they have the whole thing recently where it's like, oh, the difference between 50 now and 50 back in, like, 1985, like, with celebrities, when you saw, like, the Golden Girls and shit like that. Like, 50 is J-Lo. 50 back in the 80s was, like, Betty White on Golden Girls. It's a very different look. And I think that does carry, it obviously carries over to men, but like, it's different now. Like, it's just not as old seeming because people either hit their stride later or they've got a lot of other shit going on or they just look better. And then it becomes, yeah, age ain't nothing but a number, but.
You will really justify anything.
I can do it all.
Yeah. I guess I should see if we actually go out first.
I would go out first.
I was like, but what if we have 2 kids? Then what?
After the second date, you're like, oh my God. And then he died. And it was just like, what am I supposed to do for the next 30 years of my life?
Yeah. Like, how do we build a life together when his is already halfway over?
Yeah.
You can't grow old together if he's already there.
He already beat you to the punch.
So
I would just keep the DMs going. See if a date comes out of it. But now you also know, you're like, maybe we do need to, maybe 45 is my cutoff if I'm going to be thinking about this so much.
But that's why it's hard to meet someone in person.
I know.
And it took some sleuthing. It took some internet sleuthing to find this information out.
Right. And I won't say don't sleuth because let's be real. But like,
I didn't even do it. My
I know.
Did.
No, I know. But like, the sleuthing is inevitable. Because Google exists, we're always going to look everybody up. That's just what you do. It's just what happens. So then you just have to determine how you feel about the information that you're gonna find. It's not an if.
It's just a shock. Yeah, it was just a shock.
It will be interesting to see if he's more consistent as a 50-year-old than like these 30-something-year-old boys. Like if he's like, I would like to hang out. And then he does and makes a plan. And he's like, I want to take you out. And then you do go out. Like, that'll be refreshing.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I'm just more worried about our children.
I know.
And going to
think of the kids first.
Think of the children. You know, I'm going to be taking them to college by myself probably. I've just been alone for so long at this point. I need someone on the back end.
Yeah.
I can't be alone. Most of the beginning of my life, and then also the end.
Yeah. You don't want a lonely sandwich.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
That's, though, when you can hopefully, given the way this podcast and the world works, then you meet one of your son's teenage friends.
Oh, my God.
And then you start a relationship with them.
I'm like, who's the Real Housewife who dated Larsa Pippen?
Yeah.
Who's now dating Michael Jordan's son?
Yeah.
Or I guess they broke up. I don't know. But
can't imagine why. Or who's the guy that's like been announced to play James Bond and now everyone's like shitting on him and his wife because his wife is like 30 or something years older?
Oh, his wife is.
Hold on. James Bond. I don't remember. I don't, because I didn't want him to play James Bond, so I'm disappointed.
Why do you care?
I love Henry Cavill so much, and I wanted him to be James Bond more than I can say. I know he's already been Superman. You can't have it all, but like, I don't want some no-name.
I just cannot imagine caring about who the next James Bond is.
I mean, it'll go away. Something else will pop up. This is only in the past 48 hours that I get
like masturbate to food videos. But
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Could not fill my time doing that.
He's a cute dude. He does not look British, I'll tell you that.
He's Jewish. Everyone's excited because he's the Jewish James Bond.
Well, that is exciting, but it all, I'm looking for the whole wife thing. I don't know. I don't even know if I care enough. Yeah, Sam Taylor Johnson.
His wife is how old?
How much older? Let's see. Well, this is them, so he looks like a pure child in that left photo.
Oh, wow.
Mm-mm-mm. But she's 57.
And he's how old?
He met her as a teenager. She directed him in a movie when he was a teen. It's not looking good. It's not great. I don't know. This article is not giving me the info I need quickly enough. So he was 18 or 19 and she was 42. Do the math on that. They're 25-ish years apart.
I mean.
So you get married to the 51-year-old in 2 years. 2 or 3 years.
I feel like the timeline will be shorter because his life is almost over.
Yeah, his life is on the line. And
he's in the kill zone, let's be honest.
Time is of the essence. It's basically like A Walk to Remember where they get married because she's dying anyway. So you might as well just get it over with. Then he will die, but you guys will have a kid. Then he'll die about... Let's give him 30 years. So you'll have a 30-year-old son or daughter who will have friends, and then you'll meet one of those male friends and be like, I'm lonely. And he'll be like, I know how to save you, Ms. Dickinson. And then you start the next part of your life.
Why can't I just find someone normal my age?
You're asking for a lot. I think you need to really dampen down those expectations.
Okay, speaking of A Walk to Remember, Kate Middleton.
Mm-hmm. Do we need to jump on the apology train? Because, I mean, I think everyone feels like a huge jackass. We all just feel like assholes.
But my thing, when people like Blake Lively apologizing, it's like, obviously what was happening wasn't good.
No.
And unfortunately, cancer is one of the worst things.
Yes.
That she could have come out with. But during the time she was not seeing people or not coming out, obviously something was wrong.
Right.
It wasn't going to be like, we talked about this. It wasn't going to be like, oh, haha, like
she's just been studying for the bar.
Oops. Yeah,
like it wasn't, yeah, it was gonna be bad no matter what. We were all gonna look like assholes no matter what.
Cheating on her.
Yeah,
she's in rehab, which wasn't the right, you know, like all these theories, those are really sad, devastating.
Those are all devastating. They're just not as devastating as cancer. She just pulled out the Trump card in terms of bad news.
I wonder if she has the same press person as...
I did see something, like, there was some tweet that basically said, like, I hope after she had to make that announcement, she turned around and fired her entire comms team for totally, like, just fumbling this entire thing. Which I'm like, I hope she did too, because it's, as much as we feel like dicks, to make it such a thing in general, like, all, like, the abdominal surgery thing, which they did announce... Should have been enough for us, but it also just needed to be like, hey, guys, she's just dealing with some medical stuff right now. Because, like, medical stuff can mean anything.
But here's the thing I also don't understand. Like, I'm never going to see Kate Middleton.
No.
everyone's like, the queen hasn't been seen, or the princess hasn't been seen.
I'm like, she hadn't been seen before. I've never seen her.
Yeah, I've never seen her. Oh, she's missing? The only reason why I know she's missing is because someone put out that she was missing. No one really, I guess maybe they do see the princess a lot, but like.
In the UK? I don't know. But do they? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think, she feels not that accessible mm-hmm. in a castle.
Yeah.
So the fact that they were putting out, oh, she's missing, oh, no one knows where she is, that was the news.
Yeah. It was that, and I think it was a lot of, like, canceled appearances. I think it wasn't, like, it's not like she'd just not been seen out and about. I think it was, like, oh, there was a, like, big deal. The Brits have all these weird celebrations. And I think they had, like, a celebration that not only she canceled her appearance for, but William did, too. Like, I think they were absent from a lot of big deal things. But, again, which, like, yes, your husband should not have gone to that if you are dealing with cancer. Like, good call. But someone on their team just needed to wrap it up in a much smarter bow and be like, the reason she's not going to be seen for a little bit is because of this. And I do think they tried. They just did it in a fucked up way. Like, they just didn't do a good job. And then she had to come out and do all this. No one wants to have to, like, air their own dirty laundry when you're a princess. You want to think that, like, you have a PR team that can handle it. And she just didn't. So that sucks.
Yeah. I mean, it's really hard to say anything at this point because it's
out.
Super sad.
Yeah, and we contributed and we're sorry.
Yeah, I'm not that.
I know you're not that sorry.
No,
but
I'm sorry. What was I going to say? Okay, so do you know who Lucas Gage is?
Yes.
I don't really. I know he was in White Lotus.
He was in White Lotus. He was on You, the most last season, season 4.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. And then he was Euphoria, right? I think he was on Euphoria the first season. Yes. He
seems so famous for someone who kind of has a guest star role.
See, I have a theory that that's the way to do it. I think he's, I don't think it's intentional, but I think if you're going to make a shitload of money, you show up on all these big deal shows, but you're just not the guy. Because then you can continue throughout your life showing up as, like, the side person. But you're in a ton of really popular movies or TV shows that make a lot of money. And you're getting a cut of that, but you don't have the pressure of being, like, the Zendaya. Yeah, you don't have to be the main person.
It's the Catherine Hahn effect.
Catherine Hahn effect, or who was the girl that wrote a book about it? Judy Greer?
See, I don't know her name, but I know who you're talking about because
she's always the side friend or the side piece, whatever. But she's made a career of that and is probably doing extremely well. So Lucas Gage figured that out. Either he did or someone did for him.
I once had an agent tell me that I would never be a leading lady.
Okay.
And so far, he is accurate.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I do think that's the way to go. But it's interesting that he's so famous. He's friends with such A-listers when, like, in reality, I only know who he is because he's always in headlines for random things. Like, oh, Lucas Gage wears a jean jacket while shopping at Topshop. Like, it's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
He has a great PR person.
Yes.
Unlike Kate Middleton, he has a great.
Kate Middleton needs to hire Lucas Gage's PR person.
But I recently saw that he got divorced after, no, he got married after 2 months and then they got divorced.
I don't think it had even been a year. But I don't know. Time means nothing to me anymore. So it could have been 5 years ago. But it was short. Because it was short that they got married, obviously. But, like, it was also just one of those where it was like, I don't see that. Like, you heard it announced. You're like, that's nice. Then you heard it was officiated by Kim Kardashian. You're like, uh-oh. And then you're like, we'll let that run its course.
And now he's saying it was just a full manic episode, which I think is a hilarious thing to say to throw shade at your ex.
Yes.
Calling a relationship
a manic episode
is that's really rough. Good.
Yeah.
Because you're saying, not only did I not like you, I was so mentally unwell that I let this happen.
Yeah.
I got married in Vegas in college.
Did you?
My boyfriend and I, we went to Vegas for a frat formal.
Of course.
And at the Cosmo, they have a wedding chapel where you can just get married.
Well, that's
and convenient. I used a fake ID.
Mm-hmm. So you're not married.
I'm not married. Christy something is married.
Oh, good for her.
No, we had it annulled the next day, but we ended up dating for 2 years after that. But we had only known each other for like a few weeks.
That's nice.
And sometimes when you know, you know.
Obviously.
Yeah, when did you know that Ryan was the one? Immediately? When you locked eyes, did you know?
I mean, I knew in terms of the one, I don't know about that because I'm like, I need to, I'm a little more methodical, which is as romantic as it sounds. I think there were certain like personality traits when I'm just like, I'm not going to find someone else that gets that I do this and also does it. Like I do like, this is a very minor example, but like when we first started dating, we were like watching a movie or something and I'm a huge loser. And while I'm watching a movie, I like to look up IMDb and I like to look up the goofs while I'm watching it because I want to see them fuck up on the screen. And I like to look up the trivia just to know things.
What are the goofs?
It'll be like, oh, like you could see like a boom mic in this part of the scene and you can see it like dip down from the top and then pop back out. Or a lot of it is continuity stuff, which is just like, oh, the curtains in the background are closed and then open and then closed throughout the scene. It's little things. Like it's never anything big, but people watch movies and put them in there. I don't contribute to IMDb, but I do appreciate those that do because then I get to read all this. So like, that's not something you share with someone when you're trying to be hot and sexy.
No.
But then I realized, like, I think we were watching a movie and he just casually said, he's like, hey, did you, and I had already looked up the trivia for it. And then he's like, oh, did you know that, blah? Like, I think he was trying to be impressive. He's like, oh, did you know that, blah, blah, blah. And I knew he had read it for, because just the way he phrased it was from IMDb. And I looked, I'm like, was that from IMDb trivia? And he's like, wait, yeah, ha, ha, ha. And then I'm like, yeah, no, I read it too. And then we realized that we both do that. That's our like nerdy, weird ass thing. I'm like, okay, good. So that was like one
quirk. You both know how to ruin movies.
We both know how to ruin movies for each other. But then it just like, it was quirky things. It was like that where I'm like, oh, okay, I don't have to like, I've got a lot of eccentricities about myself. And when I realized I didn't have to necessarily dampen those down, I'm like, okay, this will be great. And then here we are.
When I met my college boyfriend, who I dated for a long time, the only person I've actually ever really...
Your ex-husband.
My ex-husband.
Right.
We met at like this brunch and we kind of just knew that we were going to date. We just really like hit that. It off. And so I'm kind of looking for that similar connection again.
Yeah.
But that's always dangerous because you have a connection with someone and you can get fucking creepy.
Yes. Very much so. Because you gotta know, like, it, there's a lot of stuff that you can do that's creepy when the other person isn't reciprocating or doesn't feel the same way. That is not creepy at all when you're both on the same page.
Yeah.
So when there's stuff that I did pre-Ryan that obviously wasn't reciprocated and I was made to feel like a dumbass for it. So then I didn't want to do it, but I also have no impulse control. So I would do the same type of things with Ryan and then he appreciated it or would do the same thing. I'm like, oh, so it was just because it was like... Ben or Matt or Jeff. Like, it wasn't, it's because it wasn't Ryan that that didn't work.
So you're saying I just have to continue to be creepy until
like keep being creepy until a guy is like, I love this.
My friend the other day, she's been hooking up with this guy and she told him she did not want a boyfriend because she doesn't want to date him. And she's kind of like the fuckboy of the situation. Mm-hmm. And then he messaged her to like FaceTime because they're both out of town. And she was like, oh, God, like, what do I say? I do not want to FaceTime him. And I was just cringing to myself because I'm like, oh, my God. I don't think I've ever asked a guy to, like, FaceTime, but I've definitely been that person that a guy is like, oh, God.
Like, you've what do been I say? On the other side.
Yeah. So she's like, what do I say? And I'm like, I don't know because I'm always on the other side.
I'm the FaceTimer.
I'm the one who's trying to move this to the next level. So please stop hurting my feelings with your rejection.
Like, I don't like seeing this side of things.
Yeah. She was like, can you believe he wants to talk? Like, what are we going to talk about? And I was like, oh, my God.
I know exactly. Here's what he wants to say.
Yeah. I can pull up bullet points for you.
I have a note in my phone.
I feel like I'm that person who's like, not always.
No. But like
most of the time.
I mean, but like, again, that's not that weird of a thing to do when you do want to FaceTime the person It's just, it's really, really hard, legitimately, to like get two people on the same page at the exact same time. And to be fair, it is a little nicer if you're the one that, like, not likes the person less, but like, if you're not quite there yet, but the other person has beat you to it, and you're like, I have a feeling I'm going to get there. It's a lot easier when the other person is the FaceTimer and you're like, yeah, I could FaceTime. Not like I'm pumped to, but I'm like, I could do it. This would be fine. Rather than what your friend was doing where she's like, fuck me. Like, all right, I guess. Or being like, oh, and I have to have an excuse immediately. Because then at least if you're the one that's like almost there, you have a better chance of both of you getting there soon. So you don't want to dislike the other person, but sometimes it's good to be in the position to be I like you a little bit less than you like me.
I know. My college boyfriend definitely liked me more, mm-hmm. and it felt suffocating at the time, but now I want that.
Yeah.
I want someone who likes me more.
Right.
So I can...
You can control the pace.
Yes.
Yes.
I guess that's...
Not how it works, but...
No.
It's a great idea.
I know. Well, I did this other kind of crazy thing. What's new? But so my friend does this thing. She told me she does this thing with guys where if they're texting mm-hmm. and she doesn't like his last response or like she feels like he's pulling away, she just blocks him because then it gives her the control. Mm-hmm. So she feels them pulling away or their last response is kind of a blow off. She'll block them. Mm-hmm. And I did that with a guy that I'd been out with a few times because he, like, booty called me and then blew me off. And then I just, like, was like...
Blew you off from the booty call?
No, okay. I said no to the booty call. Okay. And then, like, was like, oh, but this weekend. And then when I followed up, he blew me off.
Amazing.
And I blocked him. And I was like, this is kind of crazy. But then I felt so relieved because I wasn't looking at my... I didn't even like the guy. My anxiety is driving me to check my phone.
Yeah.
And I just want to know if he texted me. So if I... close off communication, I will not be checking my phone, and I literally stop checking my phone.
There you go.
Is that so insane?
No. I actually don't think that sounds that weird at all, because you're like, you know what, I don't have fucking time for this.
I just
felt... It's not allowing yourself to, like, get to that place.
Yeah, because I was thinking about it, and I was like, wait a minute, I don't even like this person, so why am I checking my phone? And it's kind of like waiting on test results, mm-hmm. or like... waiting for a job response or whatever, which I'm waiting on both. And I didn't want to feel like I had to check my phone or...
Yeah.
Because I felt a little rejected, which is fine. And I don't even like him. Mm-hmm. So it was more of an ego thing. And I knew that. But the fact that I was checking my phone, I was like, oh, this is just me like needing attention that I actually do not need. So if I cut off the possibility, then... But it does feel a little crazy to block someone who really has done nothing wrong.
I mean, blocking is intense, but I think it's... But I don't think there's any other way to be like, but there's no way for me to ignore this entirely unless it's just... There's no way for it to come through.
It's gone.
Yeah. So, like, it seems intense probably on his end, but you're like, this was the only way I can think of to just be like, you know what? Let me cut myself off here.
Yeah, like, what are we... This isn't moving forward.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing? So... I blocked his ass. I've never felt more powerful.
Yeah, look at you. Has he, I don't know how, I haven't blocked someone in a while.
I have no idea.
So he has no way to reach, like, you wouldn't know if he was reaching out or being like, Hannah, what happened?
No.
Nice. That is cool.
It feels liberating. I guess I brought it up here, but
I mean, if it resulted in you not like checking your phone every 50 seconds, then it worked. You did the right thing.
Because I felt like I felt like he owed me a response. And then when I was like, he actually owes me nothing and I don't want anything from him.
Oh, yeah. Then you're like, then what's the fucking point?
Yeah, then what's the fucking point?
Yeah.
Marry, fuck, kill the Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, Uncle Sam.
Oh. Kill the Easter Bunny, fuck Uncle Sam, marry Santa.
You would want to be Mrs. Claus?
Are you kidding? Yeah. What does she do? She gets all that glory and is just like around. She's a supervisor. to elves. I love telling people what to do.
That's true. You get cookies full-time.
Full-time cookies. It's encouraged for you to just be, like, cute and sweet all the time. But you don't have to do much. But, like, you also know, because there's a ton of movies about it. Like, Mrs. Claus runs the show, but Santa goes out and does all the stuff. Like, she wears the pants in that relationship, for sure.
Yeah, I just don't know if I could have sex with a guy who looked like Santa, to be honest. Because most Santas, you know, at the mall or whatever, they do look like pedophiles. They are kind of pedophile-esque. Like, if you were to be, like, an overweight guy with a white beard with stains all over his shirt, you'd be like, that's a pedophile.
Yeah.
That's an incestuous guy.
I think it does depend on if the Santa at the mall has his own beard or if it's a fake beard. Most of them, I feel like, have their own. Like, the guys that are Santa at Christmas time, like, I'm assuming it's a paid job.
They grow up their beard.
Yeah, like, they have a beard. But some of them, you see it, and it's, like, a really good fake job. But when you get up close and you're an adult, you're like, That's creepier to me.
Oh, when they have a fake one?
Yeah.
Ah, oh, I don't know. I just feel like...
But I
did this reenactment show for... my career needs help.
Like, colonial reenactment?
No, it was a reenactment show for this, like... what's the network that has all the reenactment, like History Channel,
like a drunk history type of thing.
But it was not drunk history. It was like a serious thing where it had to be reenactment. And it was like Civil War reenactors and stuff. And it was like all mall Santas. It was like me and all mall Santas. Mm-hmm. And they all just had this vibe that I was like...
not loving.
Not into.
Mm.
But they were talking about which malls they did.
Had anybody done Macy's? I feel like that's like the top
It was more
tier.
Like location. Okay. Like what their territory was.
Mm. Interesting.
And I felt very unsettled.
Yeah.
In that room. In that green room.
Yeah.
That was probably 5 years ago. And I'm like, this is where my career is at. Now I would love to be a reenactor.
Yeah.
A reenactment actor. Reenactor.
Reenactor.
That's a pretty good.
That's not a bad gig. Someone already did it. So you're just... like, you don't have to invent the character. You're like, let me just embody it. But they did all this shit.
That's true. Well, I had no lines. It was one of those where, you don't really have a line. Yeah.
You're just moving.
Silent.
Nice.
And the narration goes over you.
Yeah.
It was like a teacher.
Can we find this somewhere?
I actually don't know. I don't know what it's called. I forget. I literally forget.
We'll figure it
but
out.
But the shit I would do for $150.
I mean, I get it.
So I'm thinking about becoming a sugar baby this summer.
Okay. What would your criteria be for the sugar daddies that you want to sugaring?
I don't know. Like I have a friend of a friend who is a sugar baby.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently she charges guys $500 for coffee.
Okay.
$1,000 for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then $2,000 to have sex with them. And I don't think I'm in the sex phase.
No.
But I could go to coffee.
Yeah.
For $500.
So is it just like, I'm sitting here and we're going to have a great conversation and I'm going to look like I'm so into you for $500?
Yeah, I think so.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I think that's the job.
That's the job. Because it's all about visibility, right? Like, you just need to be going, like, you're not going to Starbucks for this. You're like, we're going to... ooh, like, what do you charge for brunch? Because you could be like, I could get Seidel's out of this. I'd go.
Maybe like...
halfway through, $750.
I think the hardest part about being a sugar baby would they price you. So I'm like, I'd charge like $1,000 for brunch. And men are like, hold up, bitch. You are $450 at best.
I mean, yeah, I feel like that's a learning curve. Or you have to sit in on someone else doing it.
I need to be trained.
Yeah.
Or I need a pimp.
I don't think you should go that route.
Okay.
From what I've seen and read, that's...
dangerous.
A little bit.
So I should be my own... you know what?
Be your own boss.
Be my own agent.
Girl boss. Lean in.
Yeah. I don't know. I've just had... a lot of girls are becoming sugar babies in this economy.
Yeah.
I love how we're not acknowledging that we're in a recession. We are fully in a recession, right?
Oh, yeah. No. We are 1,000% are. But like, why things are not great.
But why is the government saying we're not?
I don't know. Is it because it could get worse? And they're like, hey, guys, don't call this a recession. We see what's about to happen. And your world's about to get rocked. And you're like, great. Because that's all I can think of. I'm like, oh, they just know that it's about to get worse. So they don't want us to think that we're in the thick of it. Because we are not. But like, I can't imagine things getting more expensive.
And less jobs.
And fewer jobs.
Yeah, the amount of job rejections I've gotten, I'm like, my friend was like, have you thought about becoming a sugar baby? Almost as if she said it like, oh, have you thought about nannying, you know?
Yeah.
I guess it is kind of the same vein.
Yeah, it's just on opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about volunteering with old people. It's similar to that, only you make money.
Right.
It's a companion job.
Yeah. It is, actually. And I would venture to say that a lot of those old people, because I've heard of people that they're like, I'm looking for a companion. I need someone that will, like, even if it's their child that's hiring them, it's like, I need someone that will dress normally, like makes them feel like they're friends. They don't want to be cared for. They're not there yet. They don't realize that they need the help. They just want someone to be around. And for peace of mind, for like the rest of the family, they want to know that someone's there, like if they fall or if something happens. But the actual like patient doesn't want to feel like they're being cared for. That is a sugar baby.
Well, my mom hired a younger woman to hang out with my grandfather because she wanted someone around him. And he like broke up with her, essentially.
Oh. How was she dealing with that after
that? I think
that?
She was kind of thrown. She was like, I was hired to be this man's companion. Just go over and have lunch or dinner with him.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to hang out with her.
Yeah, that is rough.
So he fired her and my mom was like, I mean, I guess I can't force him to hang out with someone.
Yeah. At least in a sugar baby agreement, they're seeking it out. Like, they can't hire you without at least wanting someone to go get coffee and look good on their arm kind of thing.
Yeah, I've just been in more of a serious...
Like a monogamous... Not even... This would be sort of monogamy-ish. Monogamish. Would you charge extra if they... Like, at the end of it, you're like, oh, that'll be an extra $50 if they were to, like, kiss you on the cheek goodbye or something? It's not sex, obviously, but like a little too intimate.
You know how when you go to like a massage or something or whatever, you get a treatment done and they're like, oh, but do you have extensions? Like if you go to get your hair blown out, it's like, oh, do you have extensions? It's an extra $15.
Or, yeah.
Oh, do you want this treatment? It's an extra $10. That's what I should do. I should set up like you want a kiss on the cheek? That's an extra $20.
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to rub your shoulder? That's
the bonus menu.
Yeah, the bonus menu. Baseline, all I do is look you in the eyes.
But baseline, we sit this far apart. My elbow might graze yours. That's a freebie. But anything else intentional and a little too intimate, we're jacking up the price.
What should my sugar baby name be?
Kristen? Mm-hmm. I don't know many Kristens now. I feel like it's a very 90s name.
That is such a 90s name.
But I think it's believable. It's not like chastity. It doesn't have like a weird stripper hooker vibe to it. It's just Kristen.
That's a really great
But name. It works. Yeah.
Kristen, what's my last initial? God. Kristen L for love.
Yes.
Kristen M for money.
Yes. It could be LM. You have a hyphenated last name and you're really leaning into the character. Kristen O'Malley. You got some Irish blood? I guess so. Why not? It works. That way, if you get a little feisty, you're just like, oh, haha, I'm so sorry. That's just
Maybe
how we are.
Maybe I wear a red wig.
Yes. Get like a red glaze or something. You can have like a tint to your hair, but you don't have to commit.
I should get like a temporary tint.
Mm-hmm.
And then every time I see...
Mm-hmm.
This is
getting somewhere. I like that we're formulating the plan.
Well, it's easier than getting a fucking job right now.
I know. This is the option.
What's nice about my unemployment right now is I'm not alone.
Yeah.
Like, if everyone was getting jobs, I think I would be really freaking out. But, like, at this point, I'm going to summer. Like, I'm just going to run through my savings this summer or Venmo me at Hannah-Dickinson. Anything you have. Thank you. And I'm becoming a Pilates instructor.
Amazing.
Have I said this?
No.
I signed up for training. It's on. I told my friend, I was like, oh, I'm a Pilates instructor. She's like, really? I'm like, oh, well, I'm training to be a Pilates instructor. And she's like, oh, that's cool. Where? I'm like, online. She's like, okay, so you're not even close to any of it.
Yeah. Haven't done the moves, nothing.
No, but I am watching all the videos, so I will hopefully be trained. So I'm like, by the summer, I'll be a Pilates teacher. How the mighty, it feels, it's weird to go from a comedy job to a...
Well, that means you know you're going to be good on the mic. You'll be more interesting than a lot of them. That's you just have true. To, we've done it on the podcast before. You just have to really practice your...
What's up, ladies?
You have to get really close to the microphone and develop a lisp. And then you're just like, what's up, 10:30? Are you guys ready to rock it? So excited to see you.
You already made it here today. So tap yourself on the back and let's get going.
Mm-hmm. Please let me know if you have any injuries.
I don't think it's tap yourself on the back either.
No.
It's so, pat see, yourself on
you,
the back.
You haven't done the training yet, though. You wouldn't know.
I have done half the training. Okay, what do we want to leave on? What? Literally this week, the news has been so bleak. It's like, Kate Middleton has cancer. There was a mass shooting. And then there was also that Nickelodeon documentary.
Yeah, I feel like the Nickelodeon documentary, I'm like, we can't end on it. It's just... it's sad. What is this?
Oh, last thing. I saw Palm Royale on Apple TV.
I need to watch it.
It's so good.
I love Kristen Wiig so much. I love Allison Janney. I love that Carol Burnett is in it at all. Anything with her, I will watch. Like,
she is fully in a coma.
That's
fine. She might come out of it.
It's so many funny women. I need to watch it. And the fashion of it all. I could watch that show on mute and A, find it funny, B, just love it, because that's like my ideal.
Yeah, I was watching it last night and there were some parts where I'm like, this is so wild. I will say though, what's her name? Claire, no, not Claire Danes. She was in Pretty Little Lies, Laura Dern.
Mm-hmm.
She's in it. She looks incredible.
Oh, yeah. Everybody, like, from the stills I've seen of it, I'm like, everyone looks amazing. And I don't know if it's just, like, the coloring of it all, like, whatever they did, but every single person looks gorgeous.
It's a great show. I recommend it highly.
Isn't Kaia Gerber in it, too?
She's the worst actress.
Oh, well.
She's not a good actress.
That's okay. They're really pushing for her. She was in that, like, Bottoms movie or something, too, and you never really heard about that again. But, like, they're giving it a good college try for her.
Yeah. It's tough as someone pursuing the arts to see someone have it so easy, and they're also so beautiful.
Yeah.
And they're not talented.
No.
I hate to say that. That's...
She's not talented.
I sound bitter.
A little, but, like, it's also, of course, the ultimate Nepo baby was going to give all this a shot. I've also heard that she's, like, for all intents and purposes, not an asshole. Like, I think she's a pretty...
I love how you always justify that. You're always like...
I need nice people. I, like, if someone's shitty at what they do, but they're, like, nice about it, I can give you a gimme. If you're shitty at what you do and you're a shitty person, not a fan, I'll drag mm-hmm. you all day long.
Yeah.
Which, again, J-Lo, from what I've heard, not that nice of a person, so...
I just don't think she knows how to be honest.
I don't think
if you are surrounded by yes men, as soon as you get something that you don't like, you're going to have an attitude about it.
Yeah. So.
So thank God that this world has kept me humble for so long.
That's why I support you so much, Hannah, because the man just keeps you down. And your resiliency is amazing, but I know you're not a dick, so I'm like, she's going to make it. Everything's going to be fine. If you deserved it, then I'd be like, go fuck yourself, Hannah.
God, you sound like my therapist who once was like, you know, Hannah, I think it's really amazing that after how many rejections you get from guys, no matter how many rejections you experience, you still continue to go for it time after time as if the rejections aren't happening. And I'm like,
yeah, no, I remember it all, but thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, like, geez, thank you so much. I guess I never thought of it that way. What the fuck?
Well, on that note.
On that note.
Everyone stay resilient out there.
Seriously. And Godspeed to the princess.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.